Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ayuk inside, touchdown. Samuel leading the way. Ayuk comes inside of him.
Macaques.
What
it's
is
not
it?
Macaques. It's macaques.
It's a macaque. Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Macaque.
Macaque.
Yeah.
Macaque.
Yeah.
Like
macaque.
It'd be even more macaque in Boston. It wouldn't be macaque in Boston.
Macaque. You know, I know what I usually say.
Do it.
You can't mess up a Friday. Well, boy, I'll tell you what. For this talk today,
it sucks. That's what it is.
It could affect it a little bit, at least for now, till I get about 20 hours of sleep.
Oh, you're gonna get
coming up here. But hey, we're gonna have Mike Florio coming up here in just a few minutes, and we'll talk to Mike about independent neurologist to a dirty hit. We'll just do all Tua and get his take on the NFLPA. Because all of Mike's stories start with Teddy Bridgewater and how he was feeling to all the other things around what happened with Tua yesterday, Tua Tagovailoa. So anyway, got a few days off trying to figure out and how much pressure will the league feel to let him come back out. Can you imagine? A doctor around Thursday next week says, hey, everything looks good.
Oh, man.
And the league goes, right. No, it doesn't.
No, no.
Hey, Doc, I know you went to school a long time, a lot more than anybody in my office in New York, but I don't think so. He can't sit out.
Yeah, it would take a lot for me at this point to see that they're going to just clear to him.
We don't even know what the extent of the injury is. What are you talking about?
Oh, man. This guy's already in concussion protocol.
That's fine. Right. But, I mean, you don't even know what the extent of the injury is. You're waiting to get a report or something before we start.
Well, I'm just going by.
I saw the report last night.
Yeah, I saw the result of lying there for 10 or 15 minutes. And
he can get off and walk off the field. That's the difference, too.
No.
Well, he took a dirty hit and, you know.
They're gonna roll with that, right?
Oh, that's fine. I'm gonna go down with that ship.
Yep. With that what?
Ship with a P.
Right. Yeah. Sure. It's clean.
Is that okay with you?
I heard the P.
Okay.
Yeah. It was clean. It was a clean
I learned
shot.
From the best of them. This guy over here, man.
That's why I had asked.
Cursing
twice.
Up a storm lately.
That's why I had asked twice.
I've been good today.
No, yeah, you have been
all right.
Right. Yeah.
I have been. Yeah. Been very good today.
Yeah.
You're too tired to like really get under your skin. I mean, I've tried. Believe me.
Yeah. Laughing it off.
I am. I know what you're doing,
but
so
you
I'm
know,
just laughing.
You know that right. That hit is against the rules. I mean, you know that.
I know it's not.
Okay.
I know there's official looking right at it and said no.
I don't care if there's official looking at it or not.
Well, those guys are referees. I mean, come on.
Yeah, those guys get a lot of calls wrong.
But you get them all right.
I mean,
you get them all right.
I saw the
you're
replay.
A lot better.
I saw
got to give you about 250,000 a year. You can be one
you
of those guys.
You know you're not supposed to slam quarterbacks into the ground. That's like the big rule,
you make
man.
It sound like he lifted him up and body slammed him.
He took him like a WWE wrestler
no,
and
he
suplexed
didn't.
Him.
Yo, look at it. That, right
that
at
is,
head. Come
that,
on.
Now you're just making stuff up.
Gosh.
That fits right in on this show, actually, anyway. What do you have? What do you got coming in?
Oh, God. Maybe Tua just hurt his back last night, Texter says.
Yeah.
Stop.
There's a little shot. A little shot.
Man, there's a lot of stuff on here. I'm sorry, guys. It's kind of tough to go through all this at once here. It's not a penalty. Spun him, put him on the ground after being blocked. Not a penalty. Soft people shouldn't watch football. This is talking about me.
I think so.
Hollywood is right. That backward slam deal is part of the, quote, protect the QB rules. I don't think it looked that bad.
How many ways?
What?
How many ways can you protect the quarterback?
Oh, that'd be one way to start. Could you imagine if that happened to Tom Brady? I hate to keep bringing him back into this.
Well, stop doing it.
Right, no, you
don't. On Sunday Night Football, they're playing the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
If somebody from the Chiefs,
Chris Jones,
suplexed Brady
right.
straight onto his head, and Brady was laying there with his fingers all mashed up or whatever that was, that happened?
Can I just say something?
God,
no,
man.
I want to finish that up. So Tom Brady sees that coming. He throws the ball away so he never gets hit.
Okay.
Oh, play doesn't look good. Tom Brady doesn't even wait for his receivers. They take like two steps. He doesn't like to play. He throws it down close to a receiver and goes, get back over here. We're going to line up another.
It's something Tua needs to learn.
When are you going to say that part of this thing?
I already told you I thought he should have gotten rid of the ball, but he didn't. That doesn't like change the point that he was unnecessarily slammed into
the
ground.
But you're going to put yourself in those situations. Those are 300-pound guys that are a lot stronger than Tua.
Suppose. Texas says Tua should have dumped that one off.
Yeah.
That's right.
One hopper. Right. Throw it close to somebody. Teddy Bridgewater threw one about 400 yards over the top of a guy's head. It was a great play.
They got together.
Texter 954, I agree. It was a 30 hit. He wound up and whipped them down. Yes, he did, sir. Thank you. I saw it, too.
Is that what you're saying? I said.
Texter. I'd agree it was a football play, but I'm with Woody. It was completely unnecessary. Could have backed off or not thrown him down.
Unnecessary and dirty are two different things. You can't put those both together.
Unnecessary implies.
By the way, it wasn't a penalty because it didn't get called.
Right.
No, because the official missed it.
He missed it.
Yes.
They got one guy that does nothing but watch those guys.
Stares at the quarterback the whole time.
I told you the meeting years ago, and Jason Taylor was in the meeting, and, you know, Jason's been called for everything. And they said, hey, man. Nobody wants to see the backup quarterback. We're going to do everything we can. If you go around the head or you go low around the legs, and Jason goes, where am I supposed to tackle him? What's the area? Smaller than the strike zone in Major League Baseball. And I had to calm him down. And Jason stood up.
Jason,
and I said, Jason, calm down. And I grabbed him. And he went running. And I grabbed his leg and I pulled it. Just like I'm pulling your leg. What else you got coming in?
One more here. We gotta get to Florio. He didn't throw the ball away. Get past that, Joe. So that warrants a dirty play.
Well, yeah, no, I'm not gonna get past it I'm talking to somebody who doesn't get this whole situation. You roll
Don't
out.
Don't point at me.
You roll out, whoever that is. You roll out. There's nothing there. Throw it away. Instead of go, they're getting close. Let me take this hit.
That's a dirty play.
No way.
Where I come from.
I've seen it 100 times.
Where you come from. Up in Boca.
Yeah, you know.
Look, tackle football's a dirty play.
Why don't you go get some sleep?
You just threw an alley-oop to Joe there. What are you doing? I am in a minute.
All right, listen, we got to go to break because we don't want to mess up this Mike Florio time, and we'll get into everything with Mike Florio and see what he has to say. He'll be all fired up. He probably didn't get a lot of sleep either. Been waiting just to come on here and get all fired up.
Wow.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We've given you a lot of stuff to get fired up about around here. Not like some of it hasn't been self-inflicted. All right. Hey, right now I want to tell you about my good friend Paul at Leaf Chief Tiki Huts. I hope you called over the weekend or this weekend. I hope you do if you've been thinking about a Leaf Chief Tiki Hut sports bar in the backyard by the pool. You got a little area. You want to really enjoy it when it starts to cool down and be in the backyard and enjoy college football and pro football. You're not leaving on a weekend. You're going to start enjoying your backyard. Well, the way to really enjoy it is have a Leaf Chief Tiki Hut from Paul. Man, I'm telling you right now, the fix up your backyard, Tiki Hut Sports Bar is the way to go. All your favorite pro and college football games, any size to fit your space and your dream. Absolutely gorgeous, man. Custom build resort style Tiki Huts for your home or your business. They've been doing this in all shapes and sizes, been in business since 2011. Tiki Huts are eco-friendly and will add value to your home or your business. They're licensed and insured. Hey, if you'd like a free estimate or find out what Paul and his guys can do for you, call 954-743-9117. That's 954-743-9117. 9117 or visit online at www.leafchieftikihuts.com. You can see some of the things they've already done. They've done some beautiful work, and they can do it for you. Whether it's you and the buddies enjoying that Leaf Chief Tiki Hut watching all the games, or the family enjoying it with a little extra shade and all those cold drinks for you, man, Leaf Chief Tiki Huts is a way to go this weekend.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He's trying really hard.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know how long the boss has got to hear you butcher these traffic reports for before he finally walks in and says,
"You're done.
You're done doing right. traffic. Right. I get it." Of course, you got to wake up and hear the show to know. He's still sleeping at home. All right, what do you got there, Woody? What do we got coming up here right now?
Joining us now on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. It is Friday. It's time to talk some football with Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. Mike, thanks for the time this morning. Where do you want to start? There's like a London game this weekend. There's a nice slate of
No, stop
games.
That. Oh, stop okay, the fine. Bad tune. No, no. It's,
let's just start
let's
with
get,
last
let's
night.
Let's get into right. Tua everything.
Right.
Mike, what was your thoughts last night after what happened Sunday and now followed up? With the independent neurologist said it was his back, and then last night he's lying on the field for 10 or 15 minutes.
Well, and this is really the issue. We saw when he hit the ground last night, he immediately adopted what they call the fencing posture, which is a neurological reaction to brain trauma. And that has been identified by the NFL as something that will get a guy removed from the game, and he will not be back no matter what tests he passes in the locker room. You display the fencing posture, you're done for the game. And that's important because when it comes to gross motor instability, the symptom that we saw on Sunday after his head hit the ground against the Bills, when he got up, he wobbled, almost fell. A teammate came over and actually held him up. The way that the concussion protocol is currently written, if the team physician and what they call the unaffiliated neurotrauma consultant, not affiliated with the team, still affiliated with the league, that's an important point we'll get to, not affiliated with the team, that person and the team physician conclude that the gross motor instability was not caused by a neurological origin, then the player can come back. Well, first question, why? Why can the player come back once we have seen that he was knocked woozy by his head hitting the ground? And I wonder, Is it as simple as they put that language in there because maybe he tripped over a teammate's foot? Maybe that's why he was wobbling. You know, maybe it was because it was an icy day and he slipped. I mean, you know, is it some physical cause that they're allowing for in that language? Because I think it should be as hard and fast a rule as it is for the fencing posture. When we see that, and we all saw it, it's know it when you see it, and we all saw it and we know it. He was knocked woozy by his head hitting the ground. The rule should be player does not return to the game. No matter what happens in the locker room, no matter how many tests he passes, he should be done for the game. He should be in the protocol. And if that had happened with Tua on Sunday, there's a pretty good chance he's not even playing last night. So my A number one agenda coming out of last night is to push the NFL aggressively to get rid of the loophole that lets a player who has that gross motor instability, that wobbliness, to return to a game. Because that's where this all got off the rails on Sunday, because we all know what we saw, and it's astounding to me that the team physician and the UNC let this guy get back in the game, because that means they concluded that what we all saw wasn't neurologically caused, and we just know that that's horse crap.
So do you see the NFL, before we even get to the NFLPA, and they're obviously upset about this, but the NFL, you expect they'll change things with their neurologist, their independent neurologist?
Well, I think there's several things that need to be addressed. Number one, close the loophole. Gross motor instability, you're out for the game. Number two, let's revisit the concussion protocol and return to play guidelines. When the NFL first had its concussion epiphany in October of 2009 and really beefed up the rules for returning to play, it seemed like the presumption was if you had a concussion, you were missing a game. At some point around 2012, 2013, it flipped, where all of a sudden, hey, you know, it's cleared to practice, cleared to play, back in a week, back in a week, back in a week. More often than not, guy who has a concussion is back the following week. How did that change? Why did that change? And, you know, the words get thrown around, independent neurologist. The technical term is unaffiliated neurotrauma consultant. And even though that person is not on the team payroll, that person is on the league's payroll. And look, the reason the person isn't affiliated with the team is because the team has a clear interest in having its players play. We know that.
Right.
That's been, you know, rub some dirt on it. You're okay. It's just a bruise. There was a book written years ago by the former team doctor of the Raiders. That was the title of it. You're okay. It's just a bruise. And it was about all the things they did to get players back on the field. They're under pressure to do it because they're getting paid by the team. The team wants the players on the field. But just because the UNC isn't affiliated with the team, that person is still part of a broader structure, which what benefits from having the best players on the field. So this person isn't truly independent. And one of the things that I have on my list to do today, and Peter King and I were talking about this earlier on PFT Live, I'm going to send a very long and pointed email to the league asking questions about who hires the UNC, where do they come from, who pays them, what's their standard for being evaluated, what's their standard for keeping their job, because this person really isn't independent. And maybe what we need is somebody who is truly independent, not beholden in any way, shape, or form to the NFL, who is outside of the bubble altogether, who is the person making the final decisions here. Now, the league will never go for that, guys, because the league doesn't like to have anybody who isn't directly or indirectly under their thumb making any decisions about league business. But that may be what it takes.
Yeah.
A closer look at who these people are and what their motivations are and who their masters are. We all serve a master somewhere, somehow. We all are beholden to someone. And just because we hear independent for the unaffiliated neurotrauma consultant, that does not mean the person is independent. They're still dependent on the shield choosing to hire them and choosing to retain them. And I say that because both of these people, whoever they are, team physician and the UNC, saw, I assume, the same video the rest of us saw and said, he's fine to go back in the game. When any reasonable person would have looked at that and said, Tua's done for the day. Tua's done for the day, and he's not playing again until we're 100% sure that his brain is recovered from whatever caused him to go woozy and wobbly against the Bills.
Mike, going forward, we got the Jets on the road in 9 days. Would you be shocked if Tua Tagovailoa started in that game?
I'll be very surprised if he plays, no matter how healthy he is. Look, here's what's going to happen. There's quite possibly going to be an overreaction by the league. And I'd rather it be an overreaction than an underreaction, don't get me wrong. But it becomes now about optics, and it becomes about PR, and it becomes about politics. They don't want, for example, Congress to show up and say, we're going to launch a full investigation as to the current quality of the league's concussion protocol. And we may reserve the right to pass legislation that would create an independent commission that would be responsible for the monitoring and the assessment and the clearance to play for anyone who suffers a head injury while participating in a professional sport. They don't want that. So I don't think he'll play in that next game. And who knows how long he'll be out. But I think what's going to happen now, they're going to go too far the other direction, but that's better than not going far enough. This is one of the consequences of putting a guy in a position where he potentially suffers two head injuries in a relatively short period of time. And some of the terms that were trending last night on Twitter, like second impact syndrome, I mean, this is real. This is why high school players die every year. There's 10 to 15 every year that die, because the entire culture of high school football, as much as the NFL would like it to change, you go to a high school game, there's no one there that's providing that oversight. Kids getting banged around. There's no one there to grab him by the horse collar and pull him off the field. It's just not there. I've been there. One of my son's teammates, we were playing a team in Ohio that was beating the hell out of us, and the kid was getting banged around. And, you know, I was like, man, this kid should come out of the game, but how do you make it happen? Yeah. And so it happens at the high school level where you have that second impact syndrome and kids die. That is something the NFL needs to be very vigilant about. They want the lower levels of the sport to emulate the NFL. They need to make sure there's never a situation where a guy who is still in the throes of one head injury potentially suffers a second one and potentially dies on the field. Carson Palmer said 13 years ago, somebody's going to die on the field at some point. And obviously, for a bunch of reasons, that is something that needs to be avoided by the NFL at all costs, especially if there's ever any hope of making the game as safe as it can be at the lower levels.
Mike, was that a dirty hit on Tua last night?
I don't think it was. I mean, he just pulled him down.
You're a smart man, Mike. I agree.
It was a loaded question because Hollywood in the back has been arguing with us all morning long.
It was dirty. We got a lot of people then, but I get it, man.
The Sunday hit was – he got flagged for it. But what happened last night, that's – I mean, look, how do I say this delicately but accurately?
Go ahead. I've been saying it all morning.
Right.
That's what happens when a 6-foot guy who's built pretty much like me is playing professional football. I mean, that's one of the problems here. I don't know that Tua is big enough to protect himself. And I think that's a fair point to raise. I mean, you know, Drew Brees wasn't big enough to protect himself, but he found a way to protect himself more often than not. Russell Wilson's kind of thick and, you know, has just more overall just, you know, It just when you look at Tua, and I love Tua as a person, and he's been making great strides as a quarterback, but he doesn't have that NFL body that we see. You know what I'm saying? For a quarterback. And most of these guys are giants. Joe, I mean, you know, 6'5". I mean, they walk into the room, and it's like, well, who came down the beanstalk?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a certain size that you need to have to protect yourself against that, you know, what we saw last night, getting just ragdolled around. I mean, and that's what's – if Tua was my son, I mean, my son's older than Tua, so this stuff hits home for me. And I remember going to high school games and holding my breath every snap. I mean, I just I don't think it was a dirty hit, but I don't know that other quarterbacks would have had the same outcome to that similar action because they're bigger, they're thicker, and they just have that, you know, that NFL look. You know it when you see it. And I just wonder whether Tua really has that size he needs to fully protect himself on a football field. And I mean, that's a fair point to make, isn't it?
Yeah, yours is, but mine was a little bit different all morning. Is he didn't need to take that hit. Get rid of the football. If everybody's covered, because he has time, he's looking down the field. He knows there's guys coming. He knew that was sack was coming. Throw it away. Let's line up and play another play.
And that's a great point, too. And maybe that's why Drew Brees was never in that situation. And
correct.
If you are going to play football and if you're not going to have the typical NFL body where you just have the height or the girth, you know, just that that you can withstand getting thrown around by these guys who are very large and very strong and very fast. You got to get rid of the football. You got to make faster decisions. That's part of protecting yourself. You have to avoid those hits however you can. And I admire the fact that Tua is fearless. I admire the fact that he'll go out there and he'll stare down the biggest, baddest guys, and he'll smile in their faces, and he'll spin away from them. I mean, he's made some great plays this year. He's been phenomenal this year.
Yes, he has.
But you know, we've seen him now. And that's everything, too. And look, I know it was grass in Miami, and it was field turf last night. And it just shows you how easily the human brain can get injured. And I don't know whether it's from striking the ground or whether it's kind of that whiplash motion, because that's the one thing that we lose sight of. We talk about helmets and better helmets, and you can make the best helmet in the world, but nothing stops the action of the brain bouncing off the inside of the skull when the head moves violently, no matter what's on the outside. And that may be what ultimately happened to Tua last night, and it may be what happened on Sunday. I mean, I want the best for the kid. I want the best for the game. I want everybody to be safe. And I hope he recovers quickly, but I hope that they come up with a way, like you said, get rid of the ball faster, protect yourself. This is the highest level of the sport, and the players are extremely strong, and they're fast. And things like this will continue to happen if he doesn't change the way he plays.
Mike, we'll leave you with this one. So people are down on the Dolphins too, and Mike McDaniel should have known. He's seen it, and he, you know, and the team didn't care about the player. What's your take on people that say that with Mike McDaniel and the organization on what's happened
well,
the
Mike
last
McDaniel,
5 days?
Mike McDaniel's decisions are only going to be as good as the information he gets. So when he says last night after the game, I'm 100% sure that Tua didn't have a concussion. Well, he's not a doctor. He doesn't know. He's relying on the information that he gets. And a point that I made last night, now, not that Stephen Ross would have swooped in and said, I'm not letting this young man play football. I don't care what the doctors have said. But when your owner's suspended, who really is making the final call on whether or not Tua plays on Thursday night, all things considered? Who's making that call? But at the end, again, it's the physician employed by the team, and it's the unaffiliated neurotrauma consultant. They cleared him on Sunday, and presumably, I don't know, they check him again Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. There's other questions I'd like to know, like what kind of follow-up was there after the game? Was it just he's cleared to return, and that's the end of it? Or was it after the game we checked him again? On Monday, we checked him again. On Tuesday, we checked him again. It's a short week. There's a lot going on, and I don't think that with everything that was happening, I don't think anybody ever took a step back and said, let's revisit whether or not Tua really is okay after what happened on Sunday.
Mike, thank you, man. Really appreciate it. I saw you were pretty fired up about this last night, and so was everybody else. So thank you for spending some extra time.
Let me just say this. All of us who cover the game have a collective obligation to hold the NFL and the NFLPA. And the NFLPA is complicit in this, too. We have an obligation to hold everyone accountable and ask the questions that are aimed at ensuring that the men who play the game are protected, are safe, and are alive. They have families. They have lives to live decades beyond their years. It's very easy to become desensitized, but we need to remember they're human beings, and someone needs to protect them because they're not wired to protect themselves. They want to play football. So somebody else has to take up that mantle to make sure that they're protected against injuries that could be very serious or worse.
Mike, thanks, bud.
Thanks,
have a
Mike.
Good weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com.
Oh, he wasn't fired up at all.
Woo!
Hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers here, man. Let me tell you something. This weekend, besides all the football, you're going to be sitting back and watching on Saturday and Sunday and everything else getting going here, and Heat start playing basketball games and Panthers are starting to play. Hey, let's talk about your South Florida Chevy deal. Let's get you a new car, truck, or SUV. Check that. Maybe it's just a used car, truck, or SUV. Whatever it is, man, it's never looked better than it does right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. Best overall products, convenient locations. Let's get into the SUV family. Tahoes and Suburbans, that new look, more space, midsize SUV. Oh, man. It feels like it's related to the Tahoes and Suburbans, the amount of space it has for a midsize SUV and a great look. And then the smaller SUV, so much style and substance. When you talk about the Trailblazer, the Blazer and Equinox, you got a lot to choose from, man. You got a lot to choose from. And how about Silverado trucks? Huh? You looking for a working truck? Check that. You still need a truck to get the kids around too? We got the combo truck ready for you. Strong, durable truck that's perfect for your lifestyle. I'm not done. Corvettes and Camaros. Have you seen the latest Corvette that's out? Oh, man. That's for guys going through changes in their life right now, man. That's a big change. That thing is beautiful. Find out this weekend. Stop by and find out why South Florida Chevy dealers are telling you these are the best overall products we've ever had. We want to see you come down, take some test drives, and fall in love. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Dealer. Just remember, you cannot mess up a Friday, not even your traffic
even
report.
You screw up a traffic report, but not a Friday.
Oh, this is Dolphins Friday here on 560 WQAM, brought to you by Gunther Motors. You got to get to Gunther Mazda in Fort Lauderdale during the Gunther Mazda Season of Discovery sales event on 441, just north of I-595. Visit GuntherMazda.com for car buying done your way. You got to get to Gunther Mazda.
All right, Mike Florio just came in smoking. Just decided to come in and just let it rip, man. He went deep about seven times just now. So who are we playing the blame game on mostly today, that with Tua's situation?
I mean, I guess you could run it back to Sunday and probably on the independent doctor for letting him go back in. See what happened there.
Not until we find out that Tua actually had a head injury in that game, do we put any blame on that? Because right now you have to take the doctor's words for it, right? Don't you? Do you trust these guys to make the right decision to protect the franchise quarterback and not roll him out there unnecessarily for a meaningless Week 4 game? What do you gain from doing that?
Well, the other problem we have, if you've watched guys that have had concussions, which you guys have, the problem gets worse. It doesn't have to be the next hit. Doesn't have to be as hard. And next thing you know, I was just thinking, When I talk about concussions real quickly, I think, and I love him to death, Wes Welker is a guy, right?
Right, right.
The guy that played after him in the same, Edelman.
Mm-hmm.
He was absolutely, and wouldn't come out of the Super Bowl. He was having a great game, and he got drilled. Another guy that's had him. I love him to death. I'm just going through the list. Zach Thomas.
So is it a player thing too? Is that
doing all players?
No, but I'm saying when it comes to the blame, like is Tua part to blame for this, for maybe saying he's all right and if he thought he was okay?
No, because I believe he thought he was okay.
Right.
Like so the thing is, like, I've seen guys out on the field and come back the second half like, I'm good.
But come on, the doctors saw him walk off all wobbly and all that stuff. Like, come on, man.
They're sticking
to that.
I think
the doctors are just like, oh,
they're sticking to that.
The
back, they're saying whatever part of the back that's bothering them, that's what made him shaky.
Right.
And I'll be honest, I have a little problem with it too.
Do you realize what would happen to all these guys if it came out that Tua suffered a concussion on Sunday?
That would be really bad.
If that came out.
Yeah.
Well, first thing they do is get rid of this independent.
Done.
But the consequences and liability, all that stuff would be catastrophic.
It'd be something that the NFL, it'd be their worst nightmare.
Well,
especially what happens with one of your marquee players. Right.
The bigger problem we have, those things are never going away. They're trying to get the numbers down, but it's never going away. Because helmet to helmet and helmet to ground is going to happen. Hits up high. Guys aren't going to stop. Whether it's a shoulder or a helmet to helmet or a forearm. These guys are bigger,
right,
stronger, and so the concussion's not going away. And it is the biggest fear of the league with the lawsuits.
Oh, my God. That would be the biggest nightmare that this league's ever probably ever seen. If something happens with this Tua thing, because we've seen billion-dollar lawsuits. Former players, you talk about it all the time, guys you played with, and what's happened. Can you imagine if an independent doctor – misdiagnosed?
I would be shocked if they came out next week and they said every doctor that we have working over there missed on this thing.
That's not going to happen.
I mean,
they already signed off on last week.
Yeah, like I don't.
First
know
of
how
all, the NFL
happen.
Came right out and said we've already talked to them. They did everything the right way. They went by protocol. They're good. Anyway, what do you got coming in? What do you got?
The
a few minutes.
NFLPA comes out today and like they throw their statement in there, like that's necessary, you know, just to make more of the conspiracy theories that are going around out here. I will say this: a texter pointed this out. Florio seemed to bounce backtrack a little from his "everyone should be fired" take last night. He had that on Twitter.
Yeah.
People need to be fired for this. I don't even know what for, but.
Well, the other guy that we talked about, the Chris Davinsky, said that people should go to jail for this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. That's the problem, though, is that everyone has like an opinion, has a take on this thing.
So everybody that's mad at the time decides to go is like the old cancel thing is back again. Let's get rid of people.
This isn't cancel. I mean, this is just people want someone to blame for this. And then you hear Florio talking about Tua is too small to play in the NFL, basically. Which is
I just feel bad for the kid. First of all, Tua's a really good guy. Without getting into all the things, I just think he's a really good guy, and I've seen him around his teammates, and he's off to a great start. I mean, come on, man. I never thought he'd get off to this kind of start. And the throws that he's been able to make, and obviously the people around him are a lot better, and then this happens, right? And this is terrible to say, but this falls under the injury bug for him. It just does.
Right. The fragile take.
And people are going to go, you're wrong. I go, no, these things don't. Yeah. The next one's going to be worse. And he's playing, making throws that even if you weren't a Tua fan, you got to admit, yeah, man. He's made some moves in the pocket to get out of trouble. He's made some throws that I've been a little surprised. And he's throwing the ball down the field every chance he gets. I hope he's okay, man.
Yep, me too.
In the bigger picture of whatever side you're on and whoever starts at quarterback next Sunday, not this Sunday, but next Sunday against the Jets, I hope he's okay, man. I just don't. There's nothing not to like about him. He doesn't hold grudges. He doesn't go around saying, I'm going to show everybody. It's just not his makeup. So it's the people defend him or more like, you're on the hate list. Well, I want to get off. Nobody wants to be on the hate list.
No.
All right, hey, that's going to do it for the show. Thanks for being with us today, man. I really appreciate it. I did want to come in today right off the plane to do the show because I thought it was
nice
important.
Job by you, man.
Yeah, no.
You
gutted
it out today. Nice job by you. You look very, very tired in there.
I'm not tired at all.
You struggled with some of your arguments today.
I swear, I'm not even tired. All right, have a great weekend, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.